Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich. Principal Vogranich, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
So we were talking about it a little bit before we came on air, but it's been a fun few weeks for you guys over at Wellington Elementary. And I think it all kind of got started off with the career fair. So let's talk for a second. What did the career fair look like for you guys?
You know what? The career fair was actually put together by some students who are doing their FCCELA project for Mont Harmon, and so they wanted to have our students go to this fair. So our fifth graders, they worked really hard, and they went out in the community and had businesses, different types of things. We had some engineers here. We had a vet here. We had a teacher, a retired teacher. And they kind of showed them different things that they do in their job. We had someone from the museum, a paleontologist. And so it was really good. The kids got to go ask questions. They got to see. Some of them even brought computer things and showed them what they actually do with their job. And so it was really nice to have those two great students do that activity and all the work they did, and our students really enjoyed it.
You know, when you hear about career fairs, normally you see them at the college level or the high school level. So it's really nice to see it branching out to the elementary level. You know, give these kids a chance to see what they can do, because there's so many opportunities out there. And this is a great way to help introduce them and maybe for some kids find a passion that they'll carry into the rest of their lives. So I really like what you guys had there. Another thing that you followed that up with, we talked about, you went from career fair to a wellness day. And again, involving the community in the education of the kids. So let's talk for a second. What did you guys do for wellness day?
So our PTA, the last few years, has put together a wellness day. And so the kids go to different rotations throughout the school for a certain allotted time. And we had someone come and work with them on physical fitness. So they did some exercising and stuff. We had a nurse come in and talk to them about washing their hands and germs. We had a dentist assistant come in and talk about the importance of your teeth. We had a school, a therapist come in and talk to us about emotions and feelings and did some little activities. We had one of our local doctors came in and talked to them about eating healthy and what they need to do to keep their bodies safe and healthy to be able to do things. And so it was a great experience. The kids love it, and they had some different people this year than we'd had in the past, so the kids really really enjoyed it.
You know, elementary schools are some of my favorite people to spotlight during this school district update, because there's so many fun things that you guys get to do. I mean, the career fair sounded like a blast. Wellness day sounded incredible, and it sounded like the kids love it. And another thing that you guys really emphasize is school spirit. And we were talking about it. Most schools do a typical spirit week, but you guys have a day each week where you have Spirit Fridays. So for people who might not know, what do you guys do for these Spirit Fridays?
So Spirit Fridays is put together by our student government, student council, and they work with Mrs. Black. She is over the student government. And so at the end of the month, they go and they meet with her, and they decide what spirit day is going to look like for the month. And so they plan so that we do every Friday is Spirit Day. So the kids wear their Wellington wear. So if they have any type of Wellington shirts or hoodies or hats, or those are something that they do. So we have that like a couple times a month sometimes. We've had Pajama Day. We have had Hat Day. Sometimes it gets really silly, crazy socks, ugly sweaters. So I think next we have something coming up, and it's, wear bright colors the day before we leave for spring break. So it's like spring, we're getting ready for spring, so wear bright colors. And so we do a lot of, try to tie it into themes, red, white, and blue we did in September. So we just really try to tie it to sometimes funny national holidays, like if it's, it was like spring, I can't remember, I think it was Donut Day, and so they had to do something, or Crazy Hair Day, and so we just have different things that the kids find out what's going on for the month, and then they pick what we do. Kind of fun.
That sounds very fun. I'm glad those kids are having the chance to engage in that, because it's hard sometimes as a kid trying to adjust to school, especially when you're first making that transition into elementary school. So this is a way to remind those kids that they're here to have fun as well as learn. I like that combination of education and fun, and you guys sound like you guys are doing it in spades. And next thing I want to touch on, not necessarily Wellington specific, but it definitely will have an impact on you guys, because kindergarten registration is right around the corner. It's crazy to think that the school year is almost over and it's time to start getting kids signed up for kindergarten.
It is. Kindergarten registration throughout the district is from the 21st to the 25th, and so each school has a different date so that the school nurses can be there. And so if you're going to need to have a student that is going to come to Wellington, you're in our boundary, you just come on the 23rd of April, and we're here, and we'll get them registered. And so kind of gives us an idea of how many kids are coming, for the other. Some schools, it's determining if we have so many that we might need to add a teacher or something. So, it's kind of exciting. They come and get to see the school and check things out with their parents as their parents are registering. So it's a great experience, and we like to have as many parents as we can get their students registered for the next year. So it does really help with class sizes and knowing what we're going to need for next year by them registering that early.
And then moving on to a little more of a serious topic to close us out. Fourth quarter is here. Moving forward academically, what are you guys kind of focusing on as we close out this school year?
We are really focused on getting our essential standards. Like anything that we thought, we set essential standards. So what is important for the kids to know before they go on to the next grade? And so really getting, working with the kids, doing a lot of interventions or extensions, and just keep teaching and keep going until the end of April. And then we start our end of year testing the first week in May. And so these next few weeks are getting the kids prepared for our end-of-year assessments. And once we finish all those, then we have a lot of fun things planned, field trips, park days, field trips. So there's a lot of fun things coming up for them during May. So we just, right now, we're working hard and getting ready for those assessments and making sure that the kids have learned what we want them to learn.
Now, Principal Vogranich, before I let you get back to helping those kids, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, it's just going to be a great year. It's hard to believe that we are down to the last 40-some days of school. So this year's gone by really fast.
Well, Principal Vogranich, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich, and we were doing this week's Carbon School District Update. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.